sometimes they're more harsh to that person that is their blood relative than some stranger that they've never met.
Thank you for listening to Encouraging Moments with Bobby Williams.
I want to talk to you today about godly relationships. What a blessing. You know, in my life, I've really tried hard to have great relationships with people. And I've tried to base it on the Bible, and I've made mistakes like all people have. And on the other side of a relationship, many people have made a mistake with me. Have you noticed that relationships are some of the hardest things to master in this life? Well, in this message, I want to share with you what God says about relationships with others and how we are supposed to act according to His Word. Godly relationships in this message are defined as relationships that are built on God's Word and not how we think, feel, or maybe have been taught on how to treat others. Many people are out just for themselves, but that is not following the Word of God. You know, I so enjoy so many wonderful relationships because I have committed myself to work on all my relationships by the leading of God's Spirit and the truth of His Word. Yes, I've made mistakes, like I've said, we all have. But let's open the Bible today, and in a positive way, let's look at what God says about godly relationships. Well, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, anything that comes out of my mouth or out of my heart, let it be glorifying and edifying to You, Father, and inspirational and encouraging to this audience. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, I think about Galatians 6:9. It says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." And that's what you have to do with relationships. When I think of relationships, I remember the scripture, "You shall have no other gods before me." You know, Exodus 20 talks about our relationship with God. And that's the first point I have today, is that our relationship with God has to be correct. It has to be right. In Exodus 20, it says, "And God spoke all these words, saying, Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me." So God wants us to love Him, and He's going to love us. And He shows us mercy even when we haven't loved Him. He shows us mercy and tries to give us a break. But He's saying, when you become a Christian, when you become dedicated, don't bow down to idols, and idols can be all kinds of things. You can't put your career before God. You can't put your college degree before God. You can't put any kind of idea or hobby or person or your spouse or your girlfriend or your love for someone above the Lord. Listen to what Jesus said in Mark 12, 30 and 31. "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength." Now, you've heard that before, but listen to it again. Love the Lord your God with all your heart. Whatever's in your heart, that's where your treasure is. And with all your soul, it's just so deep down in you, you love God more than anything else. And with all your mind, you put your mind set on the things above with God and not the things of man. And with all your strength, you stand firm in your faith. You know, sin had separated us from God. In Genesis, Adam and Eve had the perfect life. They were going to live forever in the Garden of Eden. And when they sinned by eating the forbidden fruit, there was only one fruit in the whole garden that He said, do not eat. They ate it. They were tricked and deceived by Satan. And that's what you don't want to do. He questioned whether God really said, don't eat this fruit, and Eve ate it and Adam ate it. And so through one man, Adam, sin came into the world, but through one man, God-man, Jesus Christ, who was God but came to the world to save us from our sins as a man and God divine in Him, He saved us. Sin was abolished by His blood, and we were reconciled with Jesus when we became a Christian. Listen to how simple this is. 2 Corinthians 5:18 and 19 says, All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Now, what that means to be reconciled is to be made in perfect union, the perfect union of God. And so we have to put God first. You know, some of the things that keep people from putting God first is they let mere humans, just mere humans, treat them badly, and then they have bitterness. They might have gone to church once or twice or three times, maybe for 20 years, and someone did something terrible to them. So they put all the people together with just one person. They get bitter, and maybe they have unforgiveness or unbelief or pride or selfishness. These are the things that you can't put before God. And I want my own way, and I love this person more than God. Many people are blaming God. And so you can't blame God for what's going on in the church, and you can't give up on God because of mere people. And sometimes you do that. So my number one point is, be sure to honor God and love him first. The second one is Mark 12, 30 and 31. The second command is this: love your neighbors as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. And I love this one. You know, we live on a cul-de-sac here in Hendersonville, you know, a bunch of houses in a circle at the end of the street. And we make it a point to really know our neighbors. And so many people never get to know their neighbors. They don't ever talk to their neighbors. They don't say hi to their neighbors. And my wife has a bread ministry, and she makes this wonderful hot, just wonderful bread. Comes hot out of the oven. She puts the plastic over it after it cools, and she has a logo that she puts on there. And it looks very professional, but it's beautiful, wonderful, fantastically made bread. And I deliver it for her to all the houses in the cul-de-sac. Through this bread ministry, we have learned to love, and they've learned to love us through the Lord. And when we have great times together as just friends and neighbors, and of course, you know, if just the little things count when you're a neighbor, like if they're gone on vacation, you watch their yard, and then you watch their house, or you get their mail. And I remember one time I was cutting my grass. My neighbor was gone, and I had a riding tractor, so I just cut the grass because I knew he was coming home the next day, and I knew he'd be tired. And I left a little card, you know, here's an encouraging moment from Bobby Williams that cut his grass. And he laughed and laughed. We laughed. It was a small thing. I just rode, you know, drove the tractor and cut his grass. You can think up things for your neighbor, but love your neighbor as yourself. Now, that includes to love your family. And I just wonder sometimes, why are families and people in families so harsh to the loved ones and their families? Sometimes they're more harsh to that person that is their blood relative than some stranger that they've never met. And they judge them and they criticize them, and they can never do anything right, you know. And this builds animosity between people, and it doesn't build godly relationships. Listen, it's our job as a Christian to treat others with love. That's what Jesus said. He didn't say, hey, if they treat you good, then you treat them good. That's not what he's saying here. He said, love thy neighbor as thyself. Now, I'm just telling you what Jesus said, and I have found that if you'll do that, it means everything to everybody that's around you. And because of that, I have so many wonderful relationships, and many of you that are listening to this program are my best friends, because you love the Lord. You love the Lord with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and you love your neighbor as yourself. And this reciprocal kind of God following in relationships builds great relationships. The next thing I want to tell you is faithfulness means being true when things in a relationship get tough. Proverbs 3, 3 and 4, you might want to put this, circle this in your Bible. Proverbs 3, 3 and 4. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. My name means everything to me, and I really try to secure my name. If I tell somebody I'm going to do something, I do it, and I try to love my neighbor as myself, and I try to be faithful. Faithfulness is having faith in God enough that you trust Him on His word and you treat others as God would have you treat them. Listen, if you're harboring any unforgiveness towards anyone, the Bible is clear, forgive them. Take it off your back. Take it off your worry list and love them. And that doesn't mean you have to be in great association with them, but what it means is you're following the Lord Jesus Christ in your relationships. And by the way, when you see them, smile and be kind to them. That doesn't mean you have to go out to dinner with them and do a lot of things, but it does mean that you're not slandering them, you're not talking about them, and you're loving them through the love of Christ. How can you do that? You go to the well of the love of Jesus Christ and not a human kind of love. This is the love that God put in you when you became a Christian. Listen, God did so much for me and you by forgiving us of our sins and our misdeeds, that we should have great grace for people and mercy for people in this relationship that we're trying to have with them. Nobody's perfect, and there's going to be problems, but if you're in a relationship with somebody and you love them, then you give them a break and you give them a chance to make things up. And if they don't, you still love them and forgive them, and maybe you're not as close as you were, but you don't harbor these bad feelings. My next point is, know God's word about relationships. What does it say about friends and spouses and coworkers and strangers? You know, 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scripture is God-breathed and is used for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. So read your Bible daily and look up all the things about relationships. You'll love it. Number five is, don't be unequally yoked with the closest of friends. 2 Corinthians 4:16, do not be yoked together with unbelievers. For what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? Now, what this is talking about is that inner sanctum of your life. I have about five people that are so close to me. They know everything about me. They don't judge me. They're dear friends. And if I call out to them because they are godly people, they will pray for us earnestly, me and Donna. They will stand with us in faith. And they don't turn on us, and they're not judgmental, and we're the same with them. This is a godly relationship, but I do not let in my inner circle someone who is not following God because I don't know what's going to happen there. I know if I find a dedicated, truthful Christian that loves the Lord with all their heart, loves their neighbor as themselves, and wants to do what's right, not a perfect person, but wants to do what's right, those are the kind of people that I bring into my inner circle because it's biblical. And my last point today is encourage others. Love your family. Love people. You know, your encouragement and your inspiration and your love for others, that might be the only time that they have met anybody throughout the day or the week or the month or the year that loves them unconditionally and encourages them. And I've been called, this ministry has been called into the ministry of encouragement. And that's what I do every day, every moment. It's not about me. It's about the Lord. And it's not about what I want. It's what He wants. And what does He want? He wants me to be faithful. He wants me to be of goodness towards people. He wants me to love others. He wants me to lead them to Jesus, and He'll transform their mind. He'll change their mind for you and for your family. He'll give them eternal life. He'll forgive them of their sins, just like He did us. And no one, I want to leave you with this today, no one in your family that's done something terrible is too far gone to be forgiven by God and too far gone to be restored by God and too far gone to go to heaven. That person can be forgiven. Now, I will say this, if they've done something terrible, there's a payment for that even in this life. You know, if you do terrible things, you can wind up in jail, you can lose your business, you can lose your wife, your family. But let me just say this to you, the love of God is so great for every person in this world that He died on the cross for me, a sinner, and you, a sinner. Give people a break. Give your family a break today. Give them mercy and grace, and love them. Love them through the love that Jesus gave you, because they want a better life. They want the life that you have. They want the life that I have. Well, I hope you enjoyed this message of godly relationships. Oh, what a happy day when I have these relationships. Everybody means so much to me because I can see the gifting in their eyes. I can see what love they have for other people. And those are the people I want to be around so much. And when I meet strangers, I try to share the love of Jesus with them too, just like the Bible says. Well, let me pray for us all today. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for godly relationships, biblical relationships, and thank you for teaching us that when we meet a stranger out here, that we can share the love of Christ for what you've done, Father, for us, because you've been so wonderful and great to us. Lord, we love you so much. Thank you for the blessings in our life. Thank you for allowing us to be forgiven and having our name written in the book of life. Oh, wow. The greatest relationship is with you, Father. And I love you with all my heart, and I know our listeners do too. Help us to have godly, great relationships in the love of Christ, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, if you'll do me a favor and you'll go to encouragingmoments.com, download some of my YouTube videos and help us there because we are trying to grow. Subscribe to our channel, our YouTube channel. Just go to Encouraging Moments with Bobby Williams. We've just started this and we want to really give you some great resources. So go to encouragingmoments.com, hit the watch button, and enjoy. Until next time, be encouraged.
For more encouraging moments, go to encouragingmoments.com or on Facebook at Encouraging Moments with Bobby Williams.